Welcome to McGuire on the Wire, where you'll discover top stories and strategies in specialty tax broken down by our experts. You'll also meet leaders from across the firm who will discuss McGuire Sponsel's approach to common challenges faced by our clients.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. My name is David McGuire, and I am one of the shareholders here at McGuire Sponsel. Today, I want to talk about a change that's happening to the tax code in 2022. I know people are probably getting tired of change in the tax code. It seems like in recent years, it changes almost every year. Something changes one thing or another. But specifically today, I want to talk about something that's related to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, and specifically deals with the 163J interest limitation. So just as a reminder, 163J under the TCJA limits the ability of a business to deduct business interest at 30% of its adjusted taxable income, or ATI. That's not something new. That's not something changing for 2022. The issue is the definition of ATI, or adjusted taxable income. From the time the TCJA came out until through the end of 2021, ATI very closely followed EBITDA, or earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, amortization, etc. Now, starting in 2022, depreciation and depletion can no longer be added back to that ATI calculation. So what does that mean? If a business is limited to 30% of its income for business interest, let's just take a business for example. Let's take a business with $1 million worth of income. Now, that $1 million in income is calculated the old way where we were able to include the earnings before depreciation. So that $1 million is before depreciation. So 30% of that is $300,000. That's what they're able to deduct. Now, what happens in 2022 is we have to include depreciation in that. So let's say someone has a large amount of depreciation in 2022. Bonus depreciation is still 100%. Someone goes out and buys a lot of equipment, buys a building, etc. And they receive $800,000 worth of bonus depreciation. Well, now because of that change with depreciation, now their income, the new way of calculating ATI, would include that depreciation. So now they're looking at $200,000 worth of income because they had $1 million, but now you have to include the $800,000 worth of depreciation. So that's $200,000. So now their 163J limitation is $60,000. Now, I'm simplifying this. Some people are going, well, what about the $25 million limitation? I'm assuming that this is a syndicate and we have to include whole amount. Obviously, there's some certain businesses that aren't necessary to even look at 163J. We're making the assumption that this one does. So now we've gone from a business that had $1 million worth of taxable income, so the 163J limitation was $300,000, to a business now that has $200,000 worth of income and it's $60,000. Now that could drastically affect how much of that interest they're able to deduct in the given year. So this is something people are going to have to look at as they're making depreciation decisions in 2022. Do we maximize depreciation by taking bonus depreciation, doing cost segregation studies, etc.? But by doing so, does that potentially limit the amount of interest that I'm going to take? Now, obviously, some people realize that I could make the real property trader business election, and by doing so, I would not be required to have that 30% limitation, but then I would be required to use ADS for certain situations. Now, it's important to realize in that situation, if I make the real property trader business election, that ADS is only required for 39-year real property, 27.5-year real property, and 15-year qualified improvement property. Now, what happens is that 39-year property goes to 40, the 27.5-year property goes to 30, and the 15-year qualified improvement property goes to 20. The issue is qualified improvement property is currently bonus eligible, and you lose the ability to take bonus on it when you move it to an ADS life. So you've got to balance these things as you're looking at that potential to take that interest. Now, not all businesses will have this issue, but for the businesses that it does affect, it really changes how we analyze this moving forward. The next question then is, will this stick around? Do we even have to worry about this? And while we don't have a crystal ball, my assumption is most likely this will not actually go into effect at the end of 2022. The reason being is a lot of lobbyists are currently pushing tax writers to push this change down the road. So this change was originally in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, primarily as a budgetary measure. That's why it's coming up today, about 5 years after the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act came out. But most of these are budgetary measures. So they changed the rules around it, but gave it 5 years before it was implemented. Now, what's happening right now is that a lot of lobbyists are pushing policy writers to make this change and adjust this change on the depreciation and amortization so it doesn't end up affecting the 163J. Whether that actually happens is still yet to be seen. There are other policy issues that are included in this, whether that be the R&D tax credit, the amortization issue, which we've talked about in other podcasts, or some other things that will come up, including the 45L tax credit that expired at the end of 2021. Our expectation is those will all get changed, but most likely, if we look at where we are in 2022, we're in a midterm year where we'll be seeing elections this fall. And so the Democrats won't want to push this through before the election because they're more concerned with the child tax credits than they are with business issues. The Republicans won't want to push this too hard because they don't want the Democrats to get a win as it comes to tax policy writing either. So most likely this will wait until after midterms. Right now it looks like the Republicans will most likely win the midterms. And if the Republicans win the midterms, what will happen is we would expect to see in the lame duck session or early in 2023 some type of extenders bill that will make these adjustments moving forward. So really to recap, we need to think about this 163J change. And we need to start thinking about what it might do and doing some mathematical modeling as to whether or not it's more beneficial to take the depreciation deduction or whether it's more beneficial to maximize the amount of interest I can take. We also need to sit down and really think about whether or not if we have to do these things, whether it makes sense to make the real property trader business election. But we probably don't want to do anything too drastic until we see where policymakers go. Like I said, our expectation is most of these things will change before the end of the year, so we wouldn't lose too much sleep over it, but it is something that people need to be aware of as they're moving through the tax year for 2022. And if somebody's right on the edge, it might affect some business decisions at the end of the year in terms of purchases of equipment, etc., how much they're pushing to maximize depreciation. Keep in mind, this is coupled with the fact that 2022 is the last year for 100% bonus depreciation, so that might push people to actually accelerate more depreciation in, which might affect some of those calculations as well. But obviously, this is a complex subject. If you have any questions about this or any other subject related to depreciation, R&D tax credits, etc., never hesitate to reach out to your McGuire Sponsel representative. I look forward to talking with all of you again in the near future. Thank you.
This has been McGuire on the Wire. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and follow us on social @McGuire Sponsel to get more industry news and firm updates.